This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United Nations Security Council is debating the political crisis in Venezuela, where opposition party leader Juan Guaido has claimed the presidency. The United States has formally recognized his authority, and Spain, France, and Germany say they may soon do the same. The elected leader, Nicolas Maduro, has faced charges he won by fraud. Russia, for its part, says the United States needs to adopt a hands-off approach. Speaking through a translator in the Security Council this morning was Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia.
In essence, before us, we're seeing an unceremoniously and in breach of all norms of international law, an attempt by Washington to engineer a coup d'etat in this country.
Also at the UN, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Nicolas Maduro is watching his country collapse around him.
Millions of children are suffering from malnutrition and starvation, thanks to a socialist experiment that caused the economy to collapse.
Pompeo called Maduro's regime an illegitimate mafia state. A British newspaper has apologized to U.S. First Lady Melania Trump for shoddy reporting. AP's Karen Chamis reports from London.
The Telegraph, which is one of Britain's leading broadsheet papers and is aligned with the governing Conservative Party, made a statement announcing it was unreservedly sorry for reporting false claims about the First Lady. The cover story was published in the newspaper's weekly magazine supplement. The paper said it falsely characterized Mrs. Trump's father's personality, falsely reported the reasons she left an architecture program, and falsely reported her career as a model was unsuccessful before she met Donald Trump. Karen Chamas, London.
A spokesman says French composer Michel Legrand has died. He was 86. During a career that spanned more than a half century, Legrand won 3 Academy Awards and 5 Grammys. He first won an Oscar in 1969 for the song The Windmills of Your Mind from the film The Thomas Crown Affair. This is VOA News.